What a 24 hours it has been for the Trump administration. We have Donald Trump on Fox Business with this wild new interview. We have Caroline Leavitt and Scott Bessent holding a press conference. We have the polls sinking lower and lower. And I want to talk about all this because I've been making videos here on the Adam Ockler channel for a while. Okay. And in the very beginning, I was like, this is something I'm passionate about. Donald Trump is showing clear signs of cognitive decline, and it pisses me the hell off because when Joe Biden did literally anything, it was all people could talk about. And then Donald Trump just says the most outrageous, absurd things. Before the election, he's talking about, you remember sharks jumping over batteries, or what was it? He's jumping over sharks. You have to decide if you want to get electrocuted by a bow battery or a shark. That just sounds insane coming out of my mouth, but it's something he was rambling about, you know, in his rallies. And I said, this guy is not okay. Well, now, finally, not only places like the New York Times, CNN, big places are reporting about it. People are talking about it, but huge right-wing people are talking about it, calling for the 25th Amendment, whether it's Marjorie Taylor Greene or Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson. So I just want to talk about this as we go through the last 24 hours. Let's start here. A couple clips from Donald Trump's Fox Business interview. And before we get started, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Ockler channel. You guys have shown so much love over on my YouTube channel. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out right down below. And make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Ockler channel. We just hit 2 million subscribers, which is insane. 2 million people. You guys are so incredible. Adam and I appreciate you to the ends of the earth. I'm sorry. Well, I don't need to talk like Trump, all right? We're going to hear enough of Trump. Let's start here.
They would have had a nuclear weapon within 1 month, maybe 2 weeks. And they would have used it on Israel and the Middle East. And they would have used it on us, too. And not just Israel, by the way. Qatar, Saudi Arabia, UAE. Countries that were shocked when they got hit. You know, these countries were not expected to be hit because they were going after those countries. They were going over to take over the Middle East, and we stopped them.
So obviously, back here with just lying straight through the teeth, there's no evidence for this. The MAGA Republicans that are still entrenched in this are like, in real time, we're watching them become Bush Republicans. I'm not even lying. They're like, yeah, you know what? We just need to initiate regime change. They're about to have a nuclear weapon. Do you want evidence? We don't have it. Do you want any coherent explanation? No. Proof? No. Other administration officials said it was a ballistic missile threat. The Pentagon said there was no ballistic missile threat. Trump mentions nuclear weapons. Marco Rubio mentions Israel. Is this confusing? If you think it's confusing, you're anti-American, actually. You support Iran. If you think that this is confusing and unacceptable, that's just where we're at. And he says, oh, these other countries, the Gulf states, they're confused. They were surprised that they were hit. Yeah, they were surprised because Pete Hegseth and you are a complete moron. That is not a good thing to say out loud. Let's go to the next one.
He is a bad chairman, really bad chairman. And I was surprised when Biden extended him, to be honest with you, but he did. Interest rates should be much lower than they are right now.
And you think they will go lower later this year?
When Kevin gets in, I do, yeah.
It is so, okay. Again, I scream about this all the time when I debate people on TikTok. I'll co-stream it to YouTube. I debate Trump supporters. And it's crazy to see. This is the largest expansion of executive authority ever for Donald Trump to be sticking his nose in Fed issues and saying, I think, you know, putting all this political pressure, I think the interest rates need to be lower. Yeah, Donald Trump knows so much about interest rates in business, right? But also, he appointed Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell is, you know, not a good guy. I was surprised Biden extended him. Wow, what a way to say I picked a bad guy. I thought you picked the best guys. This is 2017. It's my honor to announce a nomination of Jerome Powell to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve. And then 2025, this was a quote from earlier this year. I was surprised when Jerome Powell was appointed. So again, like Donald Trump, dementia, cognitive decline, just out here. I don't know. It's always like an interesting mix, especially nowadays, trying to figure out if he's lying, but he thinks he's telling the truth, if he doesn't know if he's telling the truth or lying and he's just in full like dementia mode. I mean, all three. I don't know. Let's go to this clip. Again, Scott Bessent and Caroline Leavitt held a press conference today. I made a video about it on my channel. Oh, my. I mean, they're just straight up in this press conference. Caroline Leavitt was like, gas prices are lower now. I mean, they're not even trying anymore.
U.S. kept their side on the ceasefire. We've stopped firing. The straits of Hormuz have not been completely reopened. So we will see.
Okay. Adding more confusion to what's going on in Iran, you know, also adding to the confusion that if the Strait of Hormuz is open, It'll just open back up, you know, and that's it. All the prices are low again. It's not like we destroyed billions of dollars worth of infrastructure that'll take, what, 1 year, 5 years, 7 years to rebuild? Okay. But also, Scott Bessin there, the Strait of Hormuz is what he said. A lot of memes about that today. Let's listen to Caroline Levitt really quickly. This is getting good.
Thank you, everybody. I know we have two very busy cabinet secretaries with us here today. Before we do depart, just one final announcement. As you know, this year we celebrate America's 250th birthday. In honor of this historic occasion, President Trump and the Department of Interior will submit plans for the United States Triumphal Arch, which will be an architectural masterpiece to celebrate our history right here in Washington, D.C. This is a rendering of the arch for you. Thank you, Peter. It's quite beautiful, as you can see, and this monumental arch will beam at 250 feet tall in honor of 250 years and stand on ground that is currently empty green space in Memorial Circle on Columbia Island, a man-made island in the Potomac River managed by the National Park Service. The United States Triumphal Arch will be outfitted with beautiful artwork and depictions celebrating the success of the American people over our 250-year history and the enduring triumph of the American spirit. Long after everyone in this room is gone, our children and grandchildren will remain inspired by this national monument. Beginning construction this year on the architectural arch is a fitting way to commemorate the 250th anniversary of American independence. Great nations build beautiful structures that cultivate national pride and love of country, and this triumphal arch should be a project that all Americans.
Oh my God. No, you know what I'm going to remember about this arch? That while you guys were building arcs and ballrooms and, you know, teetering us on the edge of constitutional crisis and ICE is running around our cities and Trump is engaging in regime change war, you're spending all this money on these things while you usher in the golden age of America and the Iran war wages. And gas is what? The average cost for a gallon of gas today as I record this video, $4.10. That's average. In the United States, right? $4.10. We're cutting, you know, SNAP benefits, food benefits. We're exploding the deficit. We're giving tax cuts to who? The top 5% of people? I mean, what is going on? I cannot believe more people don't just like see stuff like this and just become so enraged. This guy, Donald J. Trump, doing all of this, like, it's full decline. It's full decline. And I'm so curious in the coming months, years, really, what we're going to learn about the inside, really, what's going on day-to-day in this White House. Because, like, this dude has completely lost his mind. Trump has done it again, tweeting another crazy Jesus post. Obviously, he had to delete the one from this week because he got so much kickback. Yes, I confirmed on True Social to be sure. Here is the latest. The radical left lunatics. Yeah, because that's who was really upset. The radical left lunatics might not like this, but I think it's quite nice, Donald J. Trump. And it's him and Jesus. I was never a very religious man, but doesn't it seem with all these satanic, demonic, child-sacrificing monsters being exposed that God might be playing his Trump card? It's definitely not a cult. And again, he says, oh, the radical left might be angry about this. No, it was definitely the radical left who was mad about that photo that you had to delete because so many MAGA supporters were mad.
Tell him to go to church. Go to church and get saved. Let him, you know... If he does that, maybe everything else will work out.
I'm here at the Turning Point USA event in Athens, Georgia. And I've got to tell you, I've covered hundreds of Trump advance events, and I've rarely seen such constant frustration from young Republicans, especially on the topic of the Pope and that Christ-like image the president posted of himself.
Yes, it offended me because nobody is Jesus, but we're all human beings. We all made mistakes.
It's kind of all hearsay, kind of.
Well, it's not hearsay because
he really posted that.
He said himself, I posted the photo on video.
I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor.
It's inappropriate. He shouldn't be posting that, but at least he took it down and he knew it was wrong.
All he said was he saw himself as a doctor, and he deleted it to prevent confusion.
Right. I heard that too, and I'm going to use the abbreviations BS on that one. You know, I would prefer to have him just say, you know, that was inappropriate of me. I shouldn't have done it. And I'll try not to do that in the future.
Turning Point's evolved into this crucial young conservative and Christian voting bloc, a group that largely mobilized to get Trump reelected in 2024. And Republicans are counting on this group for the midterms and 2028 as well.
That is really great reporting from MS Now. And there's just certain things that, like, always somehow surprise me, even though I do this all day. And I still can't wrap my head around, I've said this so many times, how did Donald Trump, the billionaire who cheated on his wife three times, who never apologizes for anything, who flaunts all his money, who's been found liable for decades and decades worth of fraud, one of the largest business fraud suits ever, sexually abused a woman, found liable for defaming her twice, a convicted felon. Like, even if you are staunch in MAGA, even if, there is no way you don't believe that Donald Trump is, at the absolute bare minimum, so full of himself. So when he posts a picture of himself as Jesus, that's the breaking point. You're like, I can't believe he would do this. That woman said, I would have preferred he say I was wrong about that. What? When have you ever heard Donald Trump about anything ever say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. That was inappropriate of me. I'm sorry. Who are you listening to? We're living on two different planets. So crazy. Another one here. Again, MAGA was very, very upset about this.
But Trump thinks he can post this picture of himself depicting Jesus, and it's just straight up blasphemy.
So now Trump and the MAGA movement have officially lost all my support. Ooh.
I mean, that is absolutely nuts. And again, same thing applies here. I don't know why this is the breaking point exactly, but whatever. Okay, a win's a win, I guess. And this is what happens right here. This image right here is a perfect example of Donald Trump right now and the cognitive decline. I mean, as he, you know, posts himself as Jesus and then claims to be a doctor and thinks that it's going to go well, it is not going to go well. And whether it's him posting about Jesus or Iran or the economy, you cannot run on being the smartest guy in the room, this raging narcissist. Because remember, he didn't say, oh, you should vote for me because I have a way better economic plan than these people. That's actually not what he ran on. He ran on, I can fix this because they're incompetent. It has nothing to do with my plan. They're just so incompetent, they don't know how to do anything. Biden, Harris, whoever, Republicans of the olden days, they don't know how. Put me in, okay? I have a couple phone calls here, art of the deal here, boom, economy solved. You can't do that and then be riddled with dementia, starting regime change wars and the economy falling apart. I mean, this is where we're at. We went from gas prices are soon to be $2. That's what he was saying at the beginning of his administration. You need low gas prices. That's why you need to vote for me, to this.
Well, it's very frustrating to go to the pump and see what the price of gasoline looks like. That the benefit for oil producers and workers in those industries is significant enough that the GDP effect in the U.S. is much smaller.
MAGA definitely didn't get played. You know, they went from, oh, I'm voting for Trump for $2 gas, to their administration getting up on CNBC and saying, listen, gas is like really expensive, but it's really good for Donald Trump's exec friends and Exxon. Have you ever considered the stock price of ExxonMobil? Just saying. We got more interviews here with the people upset about Donald Trump's post. I mean, truly, it's people are mad.
I want to show you an image that President Trump posted on his Truth Social yesterday. What do you make of this?
Personally, it's disgusting. I talked with my wife about it earlier. I mean, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and that right there is, I mean, that's, I don't really have words for that. That's disgusting.
That's a disgrace. I'm very upset about that. I mean, how egotistical can you possibly be?
As a Christian, how do you feel when you see this image?
Offended. Yeah, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that he would actually do that. The man I voted for and trust. You know what I'm saying? People are going to see this at work. I'm upset about it.
As a Christian, what do you make of this?
I find it appalling. It's disgusting. You're mocking my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's mocking it. I don't agree with it. I think he should put his phone down and focus on running the country.
Why would he do that with the whole Antichrist thing? You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense to me. He's probably regretting that he posted that and he deleted it.
What do you make of this image?
I think it's interesting. I mean, listen, hey, I'll be the first one to say, like, I don't agree with maybe everything that he says or does.
I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor.
Man, I'm 44 years old, bro. That's not a doctor. That's him depicting himself as Jesus Christ. That is blasphemy in its purest form.
I don't know why this post in particular was, again, the breaking point for a lot of people, but it was. You got to let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. We'll keep you updated here on Donald Trump's cognitive decline and all the madness that is to come. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below. Again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here. I appreciate you watching this video. You guys are the best. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel because I'll be back here tomorrow. And for Adam, of course. I love you guys. I'll see you soon.